proposal, sir.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Well, how you doing?
Well, everything went pretty good.
Yeah, what's your appraisal?
Well, I met with them for about 3 hours, and then I went through my account. They're going to do a three-year check on me, but Gemmel was here. Gemmel is very confident that as far as this first situation is concerned, there's nothing to be concerned with. And Gemmel and I went down to my accountants who've handled my affairs for about 24 years.
Yeah.
They have all of my records, and they're not the least bit concerned either. It's just, going to be a lot of research and all this.
Why are they researching? Because of this particular thing to see?
Yeah, uh-huh. They decided to go through an in-depth examination.
Yeah.
So,
Gemmel presented all the...
Yes, he did that before he called me. He presented the facts. He didn't present all the details. I guess he decided to save some of them for a later date. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what he had or hadn't presented when I got there, so I just answered the questions. They had a series of rather stupid questions. I was surprised. Questions weren't too good. They had them all typed up and asked me, and I answered them. And
basically, questions about what, this or about other things?
About this thing, you see.
Yeah.
And then they got the names of all of my brothers and sisters and all. I guess they're going to check to see if I played any games there. They won't find anything.
No, sir.
No, they won't find anything. It's a...
Yeah.
Agreed. One thing about it is they're not local. They were summoned to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They weren't told on the phone about it. They were summoned to Jacksonville, and there they were asked to do this thing on me.
Yeah.
From Orlando. They're based in Orlando.
I see.
So when we met with my accountant, we had decided before we met to go ahead and send the documents. It happens that my accountant has all of my canceled checks and statements going back years.
Yeah.
And he's got his worksheets for my returns and everything. We're going to send them up. I've been thinking about it tonight, and I've tried to reach my accountant on the phone and can't, but I think I'm going to just let them come down here and do it. I don't know about sending all this stuff up to Orlando and keep it for months on end and maybe losing some of it. And,
I wouldn't let it out of your hands.
I don't think so. I don't think I will. And although Gemmel and my accountant had agreed to do that, I'm trying to reach them now. I just think that I'll supply them with a room at the bank if they want, and they can spend as many weeks as they want to.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But they're not gonna find anything but a stone wall. It's just a pain in the neck. But
I thought
this was going to be just the one thing, and that was it. But from the questions, from the things that they've requested, the accountant as well as Gemmel says it's a complete in-depth
sort of a full field investigation.
Yep, complete.
And well,
we'll go back 5 years, but Gemmel said that no, three was all they could do, and they said, well, we'll go three, and then we'll see if we need anything further. But I just think that, we were very, very cooperative, and they seemed very nice, but I don't think that...
Don't trust them at all, right?
We've got, to Xerox, we couldn't let these out of our hands without copying everything.
That's right.
Copy everything would take, days.
Right.
And it would... Somebody copied it would disclose something going on. So I'm just going to call them in the morning and change the signals. But everything is great. And incidentally, John was just great today. I guess you've heard that.
People have told me. What did you think? I didn't get to see it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Really? Really? I just didn't think he could do it, but he's handled it beautifully. And has he upheld you? Beautiful.
Everybody said he did that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, we knew he'd do that. But, boy, they said he handled himself well,
too. He was great. He was just great. Yes, sir. You're in good shape. Were you to go on the boat tonight?
Yeah, I had to go out for a while. I got back. And incidentally, the one thing, of course, that you naturally handle, they may try to get into any expenditures that have been made there and so forth and so on, but I think that's, I don't know how
no
that
problem.
Can...
No problem there. They've, see, we had one account that Stan's office handled. I just sent sent them the signature cards, and I didn't handle it at all. They want copies of that, which is perfectly all right. They don't know that's already been picked up before anyway. And the only thing that I had second thoughts on was that they, you know, I'm involved in about a dozen different accounts and partnerships and everything.
Oh, yes. But, I mean, the only thing they're really interested in is what expenditures were done at Key Biscayne and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But how do you handle those?
Well, I think now, then they're going into that at all. I think now they're just looking to see if I used any funds that I might have collected for my own purposes. I think that's what really they're looking for now.
Oh, my God, they can't. They know that as far as this particular one is concerned, you didn't, because it's all given back.
Right.
Gimmel thinks that's handled pretty well, does he?
Yes, he says that, you know, they told him, as a matter of fact, before I arrived, that that had I not returned it, I'd probably be in serious trouble. And he
They did?
Yes. And he repeated again that that there is absolutely no violation whatsoever. He repeated those words again.
Good. That's good.
So there's no problem there.
But they know it's returned. And
sparked this other thing that they'll, you know, spend a lot of time on. And
well, they bought it before, damn it.
Yeah, it's been years, 60, 61, 62.
Right.
But
your
accountant has everything. He's got his worksheets. And he's got everything. He's not the least bit concerned.
One thing that they've done, of course, that sort of an unconscionable thing out at San Clemente, they go around. Of course, this is where the GSA was involved, and they'll do the same there. I don't care about the GSA expenditures. That's perfectly right. It's perfectly defensible. But they may go around and say what expenditure you might have had in terms of the property and so forth and so on.
Yeah,
but,
no problem.
But
No problem.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, you could.
no problem there at all. They just, what they're doing now is just make an in-depth check on me for 68, 69, 70, 71, 72. Which is what they want to do, but they're going to get 70, 71, and 72 now. And then if they want.
Well, why should they have the others?
Well, if they want to go back, fine, but they're going to have to do it down here. I don't know whether Gimmel and my accountant will agree to it, but I'm going to force it.
Why not?
I think you're right. I don't think there's any reason to let them.
If you just send all that stuff up, it'll appear in a column before you know it.
Exactly. Too many people.
That's right.
Besides, it's a voluminous. You know how many checks I write? Yeah, my accountant tells me I sign more checks than any client they've got.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, you have so much turnover in cash and so on that they can't raise questions on that.
Sure.
Right,
involves several partnerships and corporations and everything. And
Right. Well, that's fine. I hope if you don't worry too much about it.
No, I'm not worried about it at all.
Don't let them worry.
Today, I'm not worried at all. Everything is, I think, in excellent shape.
And
Gimmel
said that if it hadn't been returned, you'd be in serious trouble.
They told him that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he agreed, I suppose. That's probably true.
Yeah, well, he said there's absolutely not a scintilla of violation. It's unfortunate we didn't get it all worked out sooner, where we could have, you know, stopped.
Well, Gimmel's probably, or did they ask you about it, whether you tried to return it earlier or something, or did you go into that?
He told him or not, you see. He apparently didn't go into as much as I assumed he had.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to look like we had done a lot of collaborating.
That's right.
I just went in and answered their questions with very little embellishment. But,
that's good. Good.
But Gimmel is convinced. They were very, very nice, but you know how that is. And on the legal side, he says no problem whatsoever. And on the tax side, my accountant is standing in strong. He's unfortunately got his whole family in Los Angeles and is supposed to leave to join him.
Yeah.
But he's going to stay and
finish up the job, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have it in the hands of an accountant, BB. You know, it really is.
Oh, yeah.
Then he can be there to help answer the current questions.
Well, this fellow's been doing my work for 24 years. He's, you know.
Yeah.
He knows all the answers.
That's right. That's right.
I think we're in excellent shape, and I'm particularly delighted at John's testimony.
How much of it did you hear, BB?
I'm watching it now on public service.
Oh.
But I saw just parts of it on the news, and I tell you, and I've talked to several people who saw it, and I mean, he comes through loud and clear. I tried to call him, but they don't know where he is.
That's all right, but the people told me, I got a rundown from Ziegler in his office, and he said that everybody was really thought he had done a hell of a job.
Oh, he did. He was fantastic. Fantastic. He just laughs, you know, because they'll work on him, try to beat him down.
They won't beat him down. He's smarter, than they are, and he's more honest than they are, too.
I think so now, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, we were worried about that. Doggone it, he came through. And
yes, sir. I just prayed about his health, you know. And
but he's got another day, and I hope to God he's up to it again tomorrow.
He stood up to him where it stood up the dash where it counted, and actually the Talmadge on one occasion.
Yeah, I understand that. He was
excellent. He was excellent there.
Was he? Yeah.
The question just played right in his hands.
Sure.
He gave him the answer they didn't expect.
Yeah.
It made him look all the better.
He's great. Oh, that's great, baby. Where are you now? I hear some voices.
Home.
Oh, you are?
I'm home.
Oh, you're listening to TV, yeah.
That's
well, I'll let you get back to the TV.
All right,
bye,
sir.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.